I'm recording. Are you recording?
I'm recording.
I feel weird because we have like 500 cameras on us.
Only three.
I feel like a paparazzi.
I like the new Yaptown podcast hat.
You do? You like that? It's got a little lint on it because I
black is definitely better. Better.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job like right here though. So because
I think no, that's the way the design came out.
I guess so because I switched it to black and white. Yeah, look at
see on my design the. It's supposed to be
yours
kind of
a like
faded
a square.
Circle.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, it is kind of faded.
I like yours better. Oh, yours might be a square, but the background is black, so it mixes in.
No, they cut it circular.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like the circular one better.
Yeah, it's good.
But this is the original one that Chris did.
Yeah. Chris didn't do it. Amazon did.
See, I think it's coming in backwards. That's weird.
Hmm?
Wow, it comes in backwards on this camera.
Oh, yeah. When you read it, yeah. It always does. You didn't know that when you record something or take a picture of words?
TV guy.
Oh. So anyway, how's it
going? Yeah, so we took a couple weeks off and Chris had a nice little, you know, soiree with her family up and down the East Coast.
I did.
And where'd you go?
North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina. On a plane.
Beaches.
With the people in the masks.
How did that go?
It went well. They didn't ask to see my inoculation card. I call it inoculation, but it's vaccination.
Inoculation.
But I did feel better knowing I was shot up.
Yeah?
Up to date, yeah.
You want to hear a weird thing I just found out?
What?
I heard on the news, it depends which news you watch, if it's actual news, but people that were given the vaccine have less of an immunity to the pandemic, you know, COVID, than people that just got it.
What?
Go on. Where else
that
did you
got go? That got the actual
COVID?
Yeah,
people that actually caught it have more of an immunity to it after the fact than people that get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No. Oh. But my mom had it.
Yeah.
But she ended up getting the vaccine too. So I guess she's
best
double.
Of both worlds.
Yeah. Because I don't know. There wasn't enough time for, or maybe there was, but if you get it once, can you get it again? You know what I mean? Like,
that's
a
big question, right?
Yeah. You don't know. So now you don't know if you can't get it because you already had it or because you're vaccinated.
I just figured out.
I think we're going to have to get more shots.
We're going to get back on your vacation, but seeing how we're talking about this, I'm just going to say this. I don't care anymore.
You're not going to get a shot?
At this point, I'm not. I don't feel like I need to.
Well,
and it's not a political reason. It's just I'm not sure. Again, it's like it depends on who you listen to, who you watch, and all these people that before this happened that were professional politicians are now the ones telling us that we should be doing this. And I never listened to them before.
I think it's just medical. Like, I just look at the medical part of it. I don't look at
I think it's fun that you did, too. Because, I mean, if it gives you ease.
It does. Surprisingly, I was sitting on a plane like, yeah, come at me. Come at me, germs.
Because I think I think I already got it.
I know, but I think you should still get it. And you're not going to glow
my son had it.
Fucking eye.
We live in the same apartment. My son got it.
Yeah.
And he was sick, and we all, at some point, got sick.
And it was
pandemic.
Like right before it hit, like
before
March.
It was really
going
crazy in March. So, I mean, I think I already got it. And I just think, I don't know. I have a bad feeling. Like me personally, I have a bad feeling about just going down to get a vaccine if I don't 100% believe in it,
right?
You know, and I'm wearing the mask. That's one thing. I'm doing the mask because I'm not one of these assholes. I'm like, I'm not wearing a mask.
Want to be a mask hole.
Yeah, a mask hole. I'm definitely not.
I just came up with that. Do you like it?
Mask hole.
Mask hole.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I looked at the camera.
That is pretty good.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like the division. There's too much division over this subject and everything else. There's too much division. I hate it. I don't like it, Chris.
I like the masks. I'm sorry. I don't like wearing it, but I like the fact that, like, I didn't get sick this winter. Like, I always get a cold or bronchitis, and I usually lose my voice, and I get something, or the flu, or my kids get strep, or whatever. Nobody got anything, and I swear to God it's because of the masks.
That's a good way to look at it, but I'd rather get sick once or twice in a year than wear a mask all year. It's a trade-off for me. I'm like, oh.
I feel weird without it now, though. Like,
did you see? You were here yesterday. Woo! Yesterday at the cafe here, Chris had a medical appointment, so I had a function yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had people come in here, and they took the masks off.
Oh, that group of people?
And I didn't know who they were. Like, this, you know the new guy, Eric?
No.
That works with Nick Druin.
Northwest. Oh, they took their masks
the
off
young
for
guy.
Their, like,
yeah.
the green.
You know the
green?
Tall young guy?
Yeah.
I had no, he took his mask off. He looks completely different than what I thought he would. Yeah. I've never seen his face.
That's
I've never
weird,
seen
because right?
he started here several months ago.
Yep.
Or a couple of months ago. So it's weird. Yeah. He was talking and I'm like, after about 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, that's Nick. Because the voice.
I think if you're going to buy stock in anything, it should be like the cosmetic companies. Because the lipstick, once the mask wear off, people are going to be going out and buying lipstick again. Because you can't wear it under the mask.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some today. Because I wasn't gonna, knew I was gonna wear a mask for the pod.
Naturally, cherry red.
Oh my God!
This my dad has purple lips.
He does?
Well, they kind of have like a dark red Sicilian.
Oh yeah.
All it's his olive skin mixed with red, so it gives it almost like a dark. Like if you look at it like this, it's purple.
I used to have nice full red lips. Like, I didn't even have to wear makeup. But now they're like, as you get older, they become more like skin color. and they become smaller. And I'm like,
Thin, yeah, you got, well, not you, but we have thin white people lips.
I don't think you should say that.
Look at me, I'm what?
I don't think you should say that.
White people lips?
Yeah.
I just committed a racism on myself.
I think you did. Cross that one off the list.
So back to your
vacation. I went to Charlotte. Visited my mom and John. Yeah, we had a nice visit.
What's going on down there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was hot.
It's where people go to retire.
It was actually nice. It was cool. Oh, it's funny because there's people behind us, or behind where my mom lives. They were having a party. I don't know what kind of party it was, but they had a sign out front that says, honk and we'll drink. So my stepfather, John, and I kept driving by because we had to go to the store, and then we came back and we went out again every time we honked by them. And they all went, whoa, yeah, and they held up their beer and chugged it. So we kept doing it like six times. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. We can do this all day. Just start by and honk. Yeah, they were out there like all afternoon. But that looked like fun. Honk and we'll drink.
That's a good time, man.
Right?
We need stuff like that. We need that to happen today up
here. We do need it to happen. We need to do something fun.
Would you go, didn't you go to Nashville?
Yeah, after Charlotte, it's like a six-hour drive to Nashville, but I had to fly because I don't like to sit in the car for 6 hours. So flew. It was $40 to fly over to Nashville.
It?
Yeah.
That's like,
It's like a 45-minute flight.
I know. Stick on the 40-minute flight and a six-hour drive. I would have taken the drive. That's how much I hate flying.
Really?
I would. That's terrible.
I just.
It makes sense.
I wouldn't mind the drive if I was driving by myself, but it was my mom and John.
Yeah.
And I have to drive like the whole time. And I can't, I'm not a good passenger
or
the back seat. I can't.
Totally understand you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the
so
same way.
To get on a plane for 45 minutes, it was nothing. So we went there and we went.
The difference between me and you is you have bravery. I do not.
I have drugs.
Drugs? Oh, I need some of those.
Drugs on the plane.
That'll help. That'll help you get through the, for me, it's more about the airport, not the airplane. I
love the airport.
I hate the experience in the airport.
Really?
Yeah, people are pissed
in
there.
I would just go in there and just stare at everybody.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There were so many people in there. It was packed. The airport.
So, why did you go to Nashville? Like, what
I went to see my mom, and then we went over to Nashville to see other parts of my family that we haven't seen.
You have family in Nashville?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're right outside Nashville. So, I have an uncle and aunt and cousin in Franklin, which is outside of Nashville, and then my aunt and my cousin live in a different town.
Is there like a scene right now going on in Nashville? Is it still, or is it shut down? Like, is there like a music scene? Or clubs and
it's still busy.
Did you hit any of that?
I did.
I'm trying to sound
hip. I hit it.
Did you hit it?
Yeah, I didn't hit it.
It's not working
but,
for me.
Like every time you walk by like a bar, they had live performers like singing, and I would be like, "Oh my God, that sounds so good!" And you'd look in thinking it was somebody famous, but it's not. There's a lot of talent out there.
So many.
And then like we went in different restaurants owned by famous people, and we went during the day, so we didn't really experience the nightlife on like the strip or
like
the,
what famous people owns their own restaurants.
Jason Aldean owns stuff. Kid Rock owns a place.
Country related.
Country related. There's a Hard Rock Cafe there. There's a couple other musicians.
Cool.
So it was really interesting.
And
any
pictures?
Huh?
Are there any pictures?
No.
You didn't take any pictures of Nashville?
I did. I took pictures of Nashville.
Can we share them?
Yeah.
All right. So insert pictures now.
ding. And then we went to Franklin and we saw Justin Timberlake had bought a house on like 200 acres. So we saw that. It was a little town called Leaper's Fork. Leaper's Fork.
Leaper's Fork?
Yep. So.
Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know. But we saw him, and then we saw Vince Neil's house from MC.
Did you scream his name? Vince, no. I love you.
No. And then.
Hope you lose the weight.
We went and saw that. I hope he can perform. Actually, he's not. I was told today that the concert at Fenway might not happen because the governor in Massachusetts extended the. I don't know, what do you call it, like the mandate? Law or the mandate, till the end of August, and our concert's in July at Fenway. And I think they're only doing like 25% capacity. How can you do two sold-out shows with 25% capacity? Who gets to go?
Right.
I go.
Anyway, I think he'll cancel it. I don't even think he'll do it.
Yeah, I think he will too. So that's probably not going to happen, which makes me sad. That's 2 years in a row without my rock and roll.
Right.
How am I supposed to live? I can't do this.
YouTube, it only goes so far. You need... person, you know, face-to-face
I need a concert.
Chris, I should have bring my ukulele. Or my melodica.
Did you put on a show for me?
I would have done some old classic Italian songs for you on the melodica.
Anyway, so I sing at the top of my lungs in my car and I put on my own show.
Well, Harrison's going to be playing in June. That's the closest gig he has in Summersworth at American Legion way up north.
I might go to that.
It's actually pretty cool. I mean, people, you bring your own food. It's one of these places, they only sell alcohol.
Oh, so you bring something
to eat? Bring all your own. People bring like coolers and...
Is it inside?
It's inside, yeah. It's in the basement.
Like a hall, right? Kind of.
Yeah. Like... It's like a hall with a bar. Just think of an American Legion hall with a bar.
And
that's exactly what it is.
Big I would go see him.
It's got tables and all these chairs, you know. Yeah. And it was packed when we went to see him.
Did you go to Summersworth?
I went to that. Yeah. I just don't like the drive. It's like
an hour?
It's a hour and some change.
Yeah.
I think it was like it's right, you know, downtown Dover.
No,
whatever that drive is, it's like a little under an hour. It's so about 10 minutes.
Not really
from there.
That bad.
No, it's not terrible, but
at the end of the night,
the drive through Dover at night, there's literally no street lights in some areas, and it's very dark. And every time we go, it starts raining on the way back. So I'm driving home at like midnight. You know,
do you stay for the whole show?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. These guys, I do. Some of the, you know, I love my son.
That's good to know.
But, you know, sometimes my sleep, you know, takes over, and I'm like, I gotta sleep. But I went and I
saw
the last time I saw this band, I was so into it, I didn't want it to stop.
That's good.
I stayed to the very end. People left.
Was there a lot of people?
Yeah, there was a lot of people. I mean, for, you know, the venue, it was probably like 50 people, maybe more. But they were all like just really good people, old, young.
Why don't we have a party at my house? And have his band play.
He would do it. Yeah, he totally would do it.
We would pay him. But I mean, outside and like just invite people like his fans or whatever.
These are some of the numbers these kids rake. Like they made over $1,000 that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I remember. Yeah. Oh,
that
wait.
They got paid for?
Well,
or
I think
with
they got paid
$400.
I mean, which they wouldn't. Not, they normally don't accept stuff like that. But Harrison is a wizard at selling merchandise.
Yeah.
He sold T-shirts and I mean, crazy. I mean,
I already have one of his T-shirts.
In between the sets, he was working it, and he made over $600 in just merchandise.
Right.
So they were very happy, you know, that they can turn, you know, even a small venue like that into a profit.
Well, good. I mean, at least they're just getting out there now. At least they can do that, and we should get a river boat out on the river,
a pontoon,
and he could play on that. Yeah.
How would they plug in?
No, not a pontoon. Well, it's electricity, isn't there?
On a boat? Yeah, actually, they do.
Yeah, right?
You get a generator.
Like, you can get a plug.
I know.
Get a plug? I don't
know. What kind of plug?
Or he should play at, like, Holman Stadium.
He should play
at
Wembley.
I'm going to tell him where to play.
He should play
at Fenway.
Wembley.
Yeah, Wembley.
The big one.
Yes. The big time.
Yeah, the big one. All
right. But anyway, so, Nashville was
good.
I'm not a big fan of country music, but because I'm going to open my own country western bar... It was good to get down there and get the feel.
Awesome.
We're back.
Hi.
Hi. So, what are we going to talk about? I don't want to look at your computer because...
Oh, it's a shark's penis.
What?
That was a shark's penis.
Tony likes shark porn.
I love sharks. No.
Maybe you should go to a focus group.
You think there's one for that? You know, I'm into
if anybody out there is listening, if you can A, send help, and B, if you also have a shark fetish, just dial this number. I'll give you Tony's cell. You can set up a focus group. And you can go the fucking, I'm sorry, you can go to the aquarium together and watch Jaws.
Did you know that barnacle, you know what a barnacle is?
Yeah, the things that stick on the boats.
They reproduce.
Well, they're alive.
I know.
But they reproduce with themselves?
With what?
Or do they have barnacle sex?
I mean, barnacles seem boring, but...
Boring barnacles.
All right, so I just learned not only do hermaphrodites have penises, this is the barnacle community.
Okay, we're talking about barnacles.
That can be up to 8 times the length of their body.
Where do they put it? Do they roll it up? Is that their genitalia?
I don't know. I think it's just... They might have a carrying case for it, and it's like a detachable.
Everybody should have one of those.
And it says, "Whoa, I'm not even going to I'm not going to say that. Never mind. We're not talking about penises from animals."
Price this man's is damn. The smallest compared to the animal world.
Yeah,
they're on the lower side of the spectrum.
This is all because of that dumb video of a horse mating. Has anybody ever seen a video of a horse mating?
It's very scary.
It's amazing.
I don't even know what to say about it, but just watch it.
Yeah. Good advice, Chris.
That's all I got. Just watch it. That ends the news portion of the show.
So we're within 6 feet of each other right now.
I know. I feel
Where's
weird.
Your mask?
I know. Should I put on a mask?
No, you should not put on a mask.
I'm going to put on like a Halloween mask.
I don't believe in masks, Chris, as you well know. I don't believe that they do anything. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
But
I don't want to offend you. I will wear a mask for
offended.
You, though.
I'm not offended.
Like,
no,
at work,
I
will wear it.
Honestly, you know what? I'm vaccinated, so you can do whatever you want. I think it should be up to the people.
Yes. I wonder if there's two people in the same room.
And I don't think you should get yelled at the grocery store if you don't have your mask on.
Right.
I mean, you should have your mask on at the grocery store.
Well,
but
if you
I
have
don't
a
think,
mask... Why,
I think it's your right to not wear a mask because maybe.
But if you have a mask and somebody doesn't, how are you going to get it?
You're not.
So why do people have to yell at them? Like, why can't they just go out?
Well, they just yell. I don't know. And it's like when they put those arrows in the grocery store down the aisles and you go the wrong way. I got yelled at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, going the wrong way.
Yeah, he's like, well, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's. So you I know, turned around and I backed up the aisle. So I was really facing the right way, but I was. Yeah.
You
not
just walk backwards?
Walking. Yeah, I walk backwards.
That's like the guy that...
I can't. Seriously, how's that going to stop anything from happening? If the aisle gets crowded, the aisle gets crowded, whichever way you're going.
I think Market Basket started doing that before the pandemic. I remember...
Why? Because there was a lot of...
Their aisles are very close.
Narrow,
yeah. So they had this rule at one point where you have to go up one aisle and down the other because of people just congregating around the like certain areas and getting stuck and traffic couldn't move along.
Oh my God, people, if you go to the grocery store... Just keep moving. Grab your shit.
No, but
put it in.
The whole thing with the mask is I disagree. If somebody wants to wear a mask, they can wear a mask ever. But if there's one person that doesn't want to wear a mask, why do they get so upset? If they're wearing a mask, they should be protected if they believe in the mask, is what I'm saying. So that just kind of, maybe they'll say.
It's kind of like if you're wearing, rebuttal. Everybody's wearing condoms.
Yeah.
And then there's that one person that doesn't wear one. We shouldn't get mad at them for not wearing one.
Well, if they're having sex with me, that's the thing. Like,
but if they have a condom and they're having sex with you, that makes you...
They'll feel more
like
safe.
That.
Yeah.
Having sex. anyway, back on topic
always,
of the
yeah,
mask.
Yeah, we'll get
mask
on this.
Up, people.
She wants to turn this into a porn segment.
No, I don't, really. All right, we're going to talk now about...
Nothing.
Yeah, this is our experiment. I don't even know where to look. This
no.
is confusing. Do you
we got
think
a camera
confusing?
There. We got cameras here, and you're here.
And there's
like,
a camera.
Look at me. Look at me.
There's a camera right there, too. Surveillance.
I've never even saw
we
that
We should
before.
Turn that and just use that.
It's facing the pool tables.
I know. We should turn it. Imagine it turns towards us, like, out of nowhere. We hear...
These are your
you
notes.
Know what? I
These
wanted to
notes,
talk
Chris.
About, even though you said that we're not going to talk about it.
Experimental ideas?
No. Well, yes, but no. So I was just wondering.
Do you smell your son's cologne on me?
How good? Okay, that sounded really bad.
I'm wearing your son's cologne. Is
that weird? I don't smell anything.
I don't put it in his heaven.
I have the COVID.
I like your son's taste.
Did my son
I'm sorry.
Rub against you?
Ben, great taste in colognes, man. Yeah. Thanks.
No, I was wondering how, A, I'm doing this.
Why are we here?
But how do we get our kids to adult?
How do we get them to adult?
Yeah, like how do we get them to?
I think
to
time
adult
and space
as a verb. Adult.
It's really not up to the parents.
It is, right? Do like I feel like I like should try harder and because I'm
just
stick
think
them in an apartment.
Our expectations aren't where reality is with kids. I just talked to my mother recently about this. It's funny that you say it the way you just said it. I said the exact same thing to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, have you? I don't understand. I don't ever. Like, was I ever, like, were you ever worried about me? Like, when I was 18. My son's going to be 18.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about little six-year-olds. We're
no,
talking
we're
about
talking
kids
about
that are, like, physically an adult.
Should know some shit by now.
Yeah, should know some stuff. And we're worried that they can't survive. Say something were to happen to us, they'd be dead, like, in a week.
They don't get it.
Yeah, they don't. My mom said the same thing about me. Even though.
Oh, really?
The thing with me.
I forgot to ask my,
yeah,
call my mom. I can't call her.
We can, oh, crap. You're in airplane mode. Can we email her?
No,
that won't go well.
She will never get it.
My 17-year-old is exactly where I was, basically in his room, you know, wasting his life away on
of
games.
Course.
Me, it was guitar.
Yeah.
So my mom and my dad both looked at me like, this kid is not going to make it. And then something happened, like right after I turned 18, and after I graduated is when I really grew up. I think during school, their brains are so tied up with just getting through that period of their life.
Yeah.
I think once
it's
that
like
stress
trial
is gone,
and error. Like, I think they make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think that once they make them, hopefully, they learn not to make them again. Like Ben, my son, with his putting his account number down for his direct deposit, and he put his debit card number down. So he was wondering
like
why he
recently
didn't get the money, and he was tries to blame somebody else. I'm like, it's your own fault, and he didn't ask for help. So as much as I can't stand when they ask for help, but I really would like to help them, and because they're helpless.
I mean, if it'd be easier if we knew exactly how to help them. Like, there's no like plain
parenting
cut way. This kid's doing this, so this is the remedy for it. There's nothing like that because everything is like changing as we go. Everything, you know, people are improvising and I think we're improvising. And
it's just typical because they think they know everything.
Yeah. I think what helps is if you can turn off like that mechanism in your brain that cares.
Yeah.
You need to turn that. If you can fine tune that down or turn it back a little bit and just let things play out. I mean, he's not like in his 20s. Or 30s, you know what I mean? Can you imagine those parents that have a 31-year-old still at home playing video games? That's when you worry, I think.
That's going to be you.
Yeah. I won't let that happen. I won't. I'll move.
Ben wants to move out, but I'd be afraid. Yeah. I'm like, the dishes go in the dishwasher, not the sink.
They know.
They
just
do
don't
know.
Care. They don't.
They just
want to
see
they don't
how
do
long
it
takes for us
we're taking
to do
care
it
of
for
them.
Them.
Yeah, we're taking care of them, and they're accepting it. So.
Right. Well, mom's not going to be there all the time.
Like right now, you're not. She's not there. Mom's not there right now, Ben.
He's not there either. I don't know where he went.
Oh, he's out making dirty dishes somewhere else.
He's out messing up somebody else's sink.
Yeah.
But I just.
I think too. Your son has a girlfriend too, and I think that's a good way to get him out of being a child because girls will like not put up with that shit.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine like being at, how old is his girlfriend? 18?
Yeah, she'll be 18 soon.
I'm sure if he acts like a little kid, she corrects him. I'm sure. It's
just
natural.
She does. I watched that a little bit last night.
That'll help. She's like your little drone representing the parenthood. Like she doesn't know it, but.
And then you go through the whole mom thing. I'm like, oh, I can't take care of him anymore, but this other girl is in my life that's taking care of my son.
Yeah.
And actually that makes me happy, so thank you. But I don't know. I guess they grow up and they learn. And I was talking to my friend Michelle yesterday, the one that did the podcast with us, with her friend Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
And we lived together in an apartment. And she reminded me of stuff that I didn't remember. So she said, remember when we graduated? Oh, I was looking at her yearbook and it said, have fun in Hawaii, have fun in Hawaii. Mm. I'm like, Michelle, why does it say have fun in Hawaii? And she said, because when we were in high school, our senior year, you and I were going to move to Hawaii. And I was like, I kind of remember that. And I go, why didn't we? And she said, because I went out and bought a brand new car. She's like, Chris, you went out, you bought a brand new car, and that was it. That you had a car payment, and there was no way we were going to Hawaii after that, because you were like, you pulled up in your car, and you're like, look what I got.
Instead of Hawaii.
We couldn't go to Hawaii. She's like, and then we lived together, and we had parties. Like, who would rent an apartment to two 18-year-olds?
Right.
They rented us an apartment, and we had a
back then
huge
things were different.
Party in the clubhouse, and... Let me tell you, do not go in a hot tub with your clothes on. Because the soap that's in your clothes from, like, the laundry foamed up the whole
Like that scene in the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
When you put too much soap in the
washing machine? People were in the hot tub. Things got broken.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we got nasty calls from
At the time, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. That was what it was about.
Chris, I'm jealous of
you. Thank you.
I didn't have any of those experiences.
I know. You should have had those experiences.
Maybe I would understand my kids more. You know, because they're like, wait a minute. My kids don't do anything. My kids are me. They don't go out and party and stuff like that. Like Harrison, once in a while, he'll go to a friend's house and stay late. And I'm sure he's drinking. But he's 21.
Yeah.
But my kids don't do any of that. They're not like hanging out with kids, getting into trouble. Every kid now.
Well, you should be glad about that because I think that could just, if they went down that rabbit hole, they might not be able to get out. You know what I mean?
But I think that's a part of the growth of being a person.
We grew when we had to pay for
it. You grow when you make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather him make mistakes and, you know, and like break a piece of a lamp or something at a party than, you know, big mistakes later, like little mistakes.
Right.
So, anyhow, that's just my worry, you know, as a parent.
But, I mean, I think once they reach a certain age, they mature. I'm hoping. And then they're just gone. Like,
yeah.
Then they'll do their
mentally
own thing.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they're already gone mentally.
Yep.
Amen.
My son is a drummer, and I know how hard it is for musicians just as a career to make real money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while he tells us, you know, what kind of house do you want, Dad? When I.
Oh, Ben said that too.
Oh.
He's like, Mom, I'm going to take care of you when you're older. But I don't know if that means put me in the home.
Yeah.
Or he's going to, like, he thinks he has to pay me back for all this nice stuff I do for him. And I'm like, I don't want your money. And he's like, no, like, in material things. I go, no, yeah. I want you to be happy. That, for me, is payment for everything I've done for you.
Let's drink to that.
Fucking hey. Mm-hmm. Go clean your room.
A house is nothing. I'd rather see him like do his own dishes and like just take care of himself. To me, that would be the biggest payback ever. And I tell him that. I'm like, it's not about like material things. I'm not a materialistic person. Oh yeah, I would love a free house someday.
Yeah.
But the house that he thinks I want, it's not like a big mansion. I just want something that's nice and close within an hour of a grocery store, hopefully. You know, and I don't like city life.
And if he wants to, he can make my life easier.
I'd love an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
New car.
I'd love an outside grill.
I'd like
grill.
A nice Ferrari.
I'd like a city apartment for my girlfriend.
So last night I was thinking of you.
What?
Well, not.
So were you on the toilet?
No, I was in the shower. No, oh, so God. I found this a rental property. That house that's for sale. So we went to go look at it with our real estate agent as an investment property. So it's a
big... Want me to be a landlord?
No. It's a big house, and it's got... the first floor is a two-bedroom apartment. The second floor is a two-bedroom apartment. Yeah. Big backyard, two-car garage. Really nice. Well, of course, it needs a little work. So Matt, my husband, went to go see it, and he was all ready to put our house on the market for us to move into this rental place and rent the place upstairs.
Wow.
And I said, and he's like,
you're gonna leave your house though?
And I said, I'm not moving. I don't want to sell my house. I love it. We put a lot of work into our house, and I really like it.
And it's your house.
And
you
I said, well, maybe
it.
Tony will buy it. And Matt was like,
$500,000.
Because no, we'll sell it to Tony. And I was like, I don't. That would be great, but I don't want to move.
You gotta want. You have to want to move. I don't want to move.
He
was.
He liked this rental property so much and saw a lot of potential.
But
in
then,
it.
I could see why you're.
And
you're
we
not
could make so
move,
much
though.
Money for our house now that we only owe X amount, but we can make.
You
more.
Mean keep your house and buy this place?
No, if we sold our house, I wanted to keep our house, buy this other place, and rent it out. And
yeah.
make money off of
and
that.
And just stay at your house.
Right, and stay in our house.
That
he
makes
said,
more sense.
Sell your house, take the profit, buy the new yeah. house, and make money off of it, which I don't understand.
Yeah, but then you have to live in a rental. Like, you have to share an area of, like, you're attached to another.
Right,
whoever.
The upstairs would be rented by somebody else.
Then
like,
you have somebody living above
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
I'm not into that.
I would, if it was me, I would just, I like having my own place.
I do too. And that's yeah. why, so. We just decided that now is not the time because
yeah, you changed his mind into the
I
right.
I did change
Matt,
his mind.
You were wrong,
but I think he saw it afterwards because he was like because we'd have to put work into the place and.
What does Matt think about when he's in the shower?
He probably thinks about me.
Bigfoot.
No, I don't really think.
We
he
are
does.
Going to have a big paranormal podcast. Did you hear what's going on in the news with this the aliens and?
No, Tony.
All right.
I don't watch that station.
We'll save that for another segment.
I don't know what station you watch.
Oh, all of them.
So, I thought maybe we could discuss, where's it?
TikTok.
Oh, addiction to TikTok. What is the fuck is up with TikTok?
They hone in on our need to be satisfied, not just by one thing, but multiple
yeah.
things, and the more the better.
I just can't.
And our impatience
just,
as a
no, I mean,
species.
I can't break away from it. Like, I want to do a TikTok yeah. video about how addicted I am to TikTok.
Are you addicting to wait? Are you addicted to making TikTok videos or just like
watching
thumbing down?
Them? Like I'll be like, all right, I have an hour to kill. Like at 11 yeah. o'clock, I was like, I have 45 minutes to kill before I go to do my podcast today.
Yep.
I sat on TikTok
for 44 minutes.
For 44 minutes, and then I got up.
Yeah.
Peed.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, this is a little graphic. So if you're uncomfortable with graphic
block your
things,
ears.
When I get up in the morning and do my business in the bathroom. I literally, when I'm done TikToking, I can't feel my feet. You know what I'm saying? And you get up and your legs are like noodles. Has that ever happened to you?
I'm going to want to say no, but I'm going to say yes.
I think that's about 45 minutes.
My you get a ring, I have a ring mark around my butt.
Yeah.
In the back of my legs.
Have you ever done this after TikToking for about a half an hour on the toilet? You get done in the first 2 minutes
yeah.
of your sit down, and then the rest of it is just like... Yeah. You tell your brain, oh, there might be more, but you really just want to keep TikToking.
Yeah.
And you get up in the
and
seat.
And then people are like, are you all right in there? And you're like, yeah,
no,
I'm
no.
fine. Yep, I'm fine.
No. You go to stand up and the seat goes with you. And it
sticks
stuck
you.
To your butt.
Yeah.
And then,
did I go? Like,
I don't know what it
did
is.
Did I wipe?
Like, I don't like to make a lot of noise in the bathroom. Like,
I don't see why.
I don't want my wife hearing me putting the toilet seat down. I don't know why that's weird.
She's done. You're done. It's like a
yeah. I don't want people knowing what's going on in there. So like when I'm TikToking and the
I can't believe you have such a toilet hang up.
The seat
like,
sticks to my butt and then it slams down. I get wicked mad. I'm like, damn it.
Trying to be quiet.
Yeah.
I
didn't want my wife to hear that.
I just can't. I am addicted. Like Matt will watch his shows on TV. And I'll just sit there watching TikTok videos.
I know.
And then I laugh and I'm like, oh my God.
I watched my show
and
on
there's
TV.
No rhyme or reason to what I
yeah.
watch.
Do you watch TV and TikTok at the same time?
I turn the TV on mute and I watch
Why?
It on TikTok.
I do that too.
I don't
Why
know.
Is that?
I
Why
don't
even
know.
Turn
could
the TV
you
on?
Rather
Why do we do that?
There's a crane.
What are they doing construction?
Because no, it's a bird.
Oh.
Because I'd rather listen to what the TikTok's saying than what's on TV. I can
Right. But we turn the TV on too.
Yeah. I don't know why I do that. I'm sorry. I don't know why, but I'm... And then my son looks at me like, are you on TikTok? I'm like, mm-hmm. And he's... And I've only made like two videos or three videos.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I think the people on TikTok are so talented. And I'm like, really? I could just do that.
And I swear to God, every time like I'm TikToking and I don't want people to know
yeah.
and I forget to turn my volume on, I get on a video and there's that, whatever happened to...
Yes,
doo-doo.
Yeah,
Remember
yeah.
that song?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And it blares out and everyone's like, yeah. get off TikTok. And I'm busted.
Yeah, I know. I have to use my headphones so
yeah.
nobody hears it.
You have a funny... if anyone's listening to this, go over to... What is your
listen.
TikTok thing? Handle?
I don't know.
You don't know
Chris?
Your own... Chris?
Something.
Go look up Chris something. And she's got some funny TikTok videos.
I do have some funny TikTok
videos. She tortures
videos.
Her dog with peanut butter.
Oh my God, she was so funny. It's a good one. But it's boring compared to what I watch. It's boring. These people go all out for these videos.
Yeah.
And I just like, maybe that's what's a fascinating part, because I want to do that, but I'm thinking it's too complicated, but really it's not, right?
I've seen some dumb ones that are boring too, that have like 18 billion views. And it, to me, that tells me it's not always about the content. It might be about when you post it. There's got to be a time of day.
But I think that, like, and the tags. Ones where people go shopping and show you what they've bought at the store, those, that's what comes up on my feed.
Yeah.
And, like, they just sit there and empty out their bag because they did, like, a major haul thing. And then they try everything on. Like, that's what I watch.
They shake
or
their
hair
love?
Videos. The like, how shakers? To put your hair in a ponytail 17,000 different ways.
Oh.
And I try to put my hair in a ponytail, like, once we do that.
Yeah.
Once I tried to do it their way and it doesn't work. And then I get frustrated. And I'm like, how can these people make it look so easy?
I like the ones that say try to tell somebody you're high without saying
you're
high.
Oh, yeah.
Or try to tell somebody you're drunk.
Yes.
I like those ones.
I like those ones, too.
And the kitty ones are always the best. Like the ones where they show like people stitch together their TikToks. And they'll like take a TikTok of a cat that's being like the owner goes up to it and pets its head and kisses it. And the stitch video is another person trying that same thing. And then the cat viciously attacks them. Yeah. That's what I like.
See, I have to like watch one. Is it like which once you watch that kind of video, other videos like that pop up?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, the algorithms or whatever, the gods of TikTok, they figure out
and
what
then,
you like.
And then on Facebook, those come up in your ads, not for the TikTok video, but like say you watch something and somebody bought something from Shine or whatever.
It's all connected.
Up in your ads.
Like in they my TikTok feed, you. All my Amazon purchase type stuff shows up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just...
But so I'm going to work on my TikTok skills because I want to be a TikToker.
Really? I somebody told me that... I know somebody that has a lot of views on their videos. And they said a lot of it has to do with what you label it as. Like
your tags.
And what time of day of the week that you do it to. Mm-hmm. Like they say, don't ever like post a video on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Like you think everyone's out partying. And it makes sense. Like everyone's out doing other stuff on a Friday night. Like it's Monday... Sunday night through like Wednesday is like the prime.
Yeah.
Early in the day. So, I mean, it could be early in the day. It depends on what type of video you make too. Like, so, I mean, there's a whole science to it. We should figure it out.
I know. We should
become TikTok stars.
We're going to become TikTok stars.
I just want to be a star.
Like in the sky?
We all will be. We all come from stars, Chris. So we're going back home. That's how I see it.
Oh my God. Here, we're going to talk about aliens now.
The Navy confirmed a couple weeks ago there were these triangle spaceships flying above above a warship that they caught on video, and they released it to my new hero Jeremy Corbell, who is going to pull the blanket or the wool off of everybody's eyes. He's helped. All right, I'm not going to talk about this because you're not interested.
You're just saying, I was.
No.
Had something in my eye.
I'll talk to your husband about it. When is he going to be able to come back?
I don't know. On his next Saturday off.
All right. So next Saturday.
No, not next Saturday. Oh. The next Saturday is off.
The next one he has off, we need to get him back
Wednesday,
in because I need to talk to somebody.
Not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
So I'll talk him into coming.
Does he make TikTok videos? Does he do anything like other than like mail? Like, does he do anything like TikTok or YouTube or...
No, he doesn't. We're not into making videos.
I know. What is up with our spouses? My wife's the same way. She has no idea how to like make a YouTube video or a TikTok or anything like that.
I know, but I don't know. If he sees something cool, he'll video it, and that's about the extent. So it's not like
he knows
on
how
purpose.
To Facebook.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he
does. Sends me stuff all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Well, actually, it's been a while. Matt, come on, start sending me more stuff. There's like a
yeah.
Were
you busy
off,
or
man.
Something, Matt? Come on.
I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's a sexy dude. But on another
sexy dude.
In other news, how's his new? Let's stay on this, Matt.
Crickets.
Matt, we're talking about Matt. Didn't he switch positions now? He's more of a managerial.
Usually, every night he switches positions. No, he's a carrier.
I thought he became more like he got a position now that's less physical.
No, he got a different route.
Oh,
that's
but it's less
physical? Yes.
Have you noticed the pounds come on yet?
No, but he has.
That quick, huh?
He has.
He's
said the other night.
He's going to be 500 pounds
in
about 2 months.
But he'll have the best calves in the world. They have the really nice calves.
No, yeah. I've seen some male carriers that from the waist down could be calf models.
Yeah.
And then you start going up and you're like, oh, God. And it gets bigger and bigger as it gets, and then their heads are huge.
He has a route where he walks less. So it does happen. But, you know, he likes it. It's his retirement route is what he calls it because I think that's
the one
it.
He's going to see to the end.
Yep.
So what?
And it's right near our house and he can come home for lunch.
He's only 50, right?
He'll be 52 this year.
But when do they retire?
He's going to retire at 56. Because he'll have 31 years.
But he's going to get a job or something different, I'm assuming.
We're going to take over parents' property.
Oh, so, I mean, but his full-time pension will be enough to where he can retire?
Yeah, he's probably not going to use his pension until he's in
like
his
needs
60s.
Yeah.
So it'll just sit there.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy.
You know, we're sitting here making fun of him because he doesn't TikTok. But
I know.
In the end,
he's
going to be laughing at us.
Other skills.
I'm going to be 75 years old making coffee and egg sandwiches for people. And Matt's going to be one of my customers going, oh, TikTok, how's that working?
Matt's going to go, I'm TikToking you now, bitch. 15 years later. nobody does it anymore. Are you going to watch me put my potty dent on? Poor Matt. Gotta love him.
I love him too. We love you, Matt.
Yay.
And you can't call in because my phone's off.
Yep, so is mine. So, sorry, honey.
You can tell he's trying to call in. My phone's like to shake. Oh, that's you shaking the table.
Thanks.
My phone's doing this. Matt's trying to call in. That's
all
on airplane mode.
He appears in my background.
Yeah.
Like he comes into the building. Oh, well,
I know.
To
wouldn't that be
out.
Weird if we saw somebody charging us from behind?
Oh, my God. So that just made me scared.
Why?
Because sometimes when you see like
a
people's videos, like watch what happens next kind of thing, and it's like somebody's walking by and God, that's to me is the scary thing.
Great idea. I won't tell you about it, but I'm going to do something. But
okay, wait, I got to ask you something. So my husband found because we his family has apartment buildings, so when people leave, sometimes they leave the stuff in the apartments. Mm-hmm. They don't take it with them. So he found a suit of armor.
You told me about that.
Did you see the pictures?
No.
He put it on himself. My husband dressed up in a suit of armor.
Can we
armor.
Put it on
yes,
this?
I right. will push
suit
pull
of
the
armor.
Video. And he posted it on Facebook Marketplace for somebody to buy. But he put it on himself, made me tie up the laces in the back because it was like a corset kind of thing, and then put the helmet on and held a sword, my husband.
Did he start to like...
And I was going to put on their addendum, because he advertised it, because he wants to get rid of it. So I was going to put an addendum that said, for an extra $20, the model comes with it. But I didn't. But oh my God. And
did you clean that suit of armor? I mean, who knows what you guys did with that thing before.
It wasn't, it's not a full, like the, what he tried on was like the shoulder things. It was heavy. And then, that's what I'm saying. And then the thing that goes around your ribs and the helmet thing, like all like metal, whatever they make it
Wouldn't
out of.
Wouldn't that be weird if
it's
inscribed inside?
Bed like that.
It's, I know what I'm saying. Wouldn't that be weird though? Like some type of paranormal thing weird, which Matt will get a kick out of. If somewhere inside there was just like it was initialed, like the owner was MM or something, like if there was a
Mickey Mouse,
Matt Mc
oh
Manus.
Oh yeah,
wouldn't that be weird?
No, what would be even weirder if it was like really from the olden days?
How do you
when
know
they
it's
actually
not?
Wore the, I don't know. Like,
is there like? Is there any like information like made in China or anything like?
No.
In the collar?
I don't know. No, I didn't actually look at it long enough to point that shit out.
So yeah.
So if anybody's interested in a suit of armor, call me.
I wonder if they had suits of armor for big guys back then. With the, how much
they
steel.
Were small people back then.
Yeah. Like, you know, wouldn't that be funny if they found all these suits of armor, and then there was one suit of armor for a really fat guy or something. And they initially thought it was just like maybe a teepee or something, or an old
vehicle.
Like shelter. But it was like a guy. There's a hole for his head.
No, why he is had, hole? Like rolls coming out from where all the openings are in the steel.
Yeah, it was like it was metal fused together with spandex, so it could it
expands. Well, these have laces, so I guess you could loosen the laces. It would just be like one
no
little
laces.
Piece here and here.
They just pull the laces out. Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
It's
good guys
cool.
couldn't
I
survive
just
back then.
Thought that was funny that, and then he advertised the swords too, but Facebook Marketplace would not let him post the swords he wants to sell.
Hmm. It's an art because piece. It's not a weapon. But it's art. No, it's more of a weapon.
They look of it.
Your words. So I guess in this last segment, we need a guest. We need somebody that we could definitely call, you know, more often than not. You know, not like a once every 3 months type of person. Like a regular
guest. Recurring guest.
Yeah, kind of like a Kramer or
somebody to act as the olive to our martini.
An olive to our martinis. Is there anybody out there that's interested in, you know, on a Saturday, coming in the cafe where me and Chris live during the week and drinking cappuccinos and just shooting the crap? But I think it's time that we expand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's like adding new meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some new meat.
We need some bacon.
Anybody want to bring something to the table?
Yeah.
If you guys have something that you want
and we both
to bring
like,
to the table.
I'm into geeky stuff like space. And
I'm not.
And she's not. So, I mean, anybody that can talk about the not side of stuff and the geek side of stuff where I'm aliens, ghosts, you know. And
so if you're an interesting person and you have a lot of the things to say that are different from what we normally say.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that can contribute some interestingness.
Where's the thing? We want you. We want you.
Yeah, you. I'm over here.
Oh, no, I was pointing to myself. Oh, okay. You don't want to... Okay.
If there's anybody like that fits that description. We don't care if you're, you know, white, black, Asian.
We don't discriminate.
Just...
We're an equal opportunity podcast.
Be comfortable with yourself.
An EOP.
Yeah. And we don't talk about politics, too.
We can
skate around it.
Yeah.
We talk about the fact that me and Chris have... That's the one thing we really have in common is we both hate politics and how it's in everything.
Yeah.
We have opinions, but...
And they're usually right, but...
We're both usually right, even if we're opposites, you know, on a subject. We're both right. And life can be that way. Why does there have to be one right, one wrong? Can we find somebody like that?
Yeah. If you're in
the middle...
Is there
somebody like that?
We want you.
Yeah. So... Give Chris a call. Her cell phone number is, I'm kidding.
Unlisted.
It's
1-555-1900.
Just leave a note by the old Bud's Variety location.
No, just put a message in the comments.
Yeah. Where are we going to post this?
YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube, Instagram. You can find me at Tone Bone Tunes on Instagram. Yap Town Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
And YouTube at Yap Town Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or email.
Or you can instant message us on Facebook.
At gmail.com.
Facebook, Chris.
Facebook. We have a Yap Town Podcast on Facebook.
We do?
Yeah. I haven't really done anything with it.
We've hit the big time.
Yeah. We've got all the. We don't have a Twitter.
Right.
I don't tweet. So,
but,
you tweet. Hey, if you're a big Twitter person, you'd be
and
hired.
You want to teach us how to do it? Hey,
yeah.
We'd be happy to have you on our
we're
show.
We're not begging. Do we seem like we're begging?
Yeah, I think we do.
A little bit?
We seem desperate. Are we desperate?
We're pretty desperate. Because Chris, if she has to like look at me for 5 more minutes, talk about Ghost without having somebody else
if
to look
I have
at,
to carry the
kill.
Show like every single time like right. I've been doing,
yep.
I need help.
Yeah, so that's what we need. Are you that person?
Is this you?
Right. So we would, the name would still be the Yap Town Podcast.
Yeah, but you would be as our special guest, recurring.
Do you prefer male or female?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. If you're twins, hey, both of you.
If you're an animal.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be human.
Right, we don't discriminate, I told you.
We do not discriminate.
No.
You just can't be, a fish. Because I can't supply you with oxygen and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
It's too much. Fish.
You're a fish.
If you're
too high maintenance.
Ghost.
Yeah, it's too high maintenance if you're a fish.
Right.
So.
And we have ways, you know, that make you look better on camera. If you do it on camera or if we just do a recording of your voice, you can wear whatever you want.
Matt, I'm telling you right now, it can't be you because you have to work at the post office. So you can, you know, retire when you're
56.
So that's in 4 more years? Matt, in 4 years, if you're available. And we're still doing this, definitely. But we got to make sure that you get that retirement. You can't like in the wee hours of the last year of your work tenure, you quit. That would be kind of brave, though, for him to quit to become a podcaster.
He wants us, yeah.
Do it, Matt.
Do it.
Just do it.
You can do whatever you want, honey.
So is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I would like to add that we're fun. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy long walks on the beach.
People that say that we're fun.
We take out like an ad. Like, what do you enjoy about life?
I know. Maybe we should we should go off.
Okay, so I've been thinking of doing an experiment, and I haven't come up with one.
That, I don't know if Matt's into that.
No, not with Matt. Oh. But and now I'm thinking of one.
What,
we could totally do, and I'm not going to say it, but there's an experiment coming soon, and it's going to be fun. About.
Okay. I guess I'm in.
It'll be a surprise for you.
Oh, for me? I don't have to do anything?
When the cameras are off, I'm going to tell you.
All right, cool.
So we have to make sure they're off because I don't want to give it away.
All right, Chris. Welcome back to reality.
Yes, I'm pleasant to be back. But COVID.
Don't get your spit on my cup. Again, if you're that person that fits the bill, just contact any of us at any of those locations. Thanks, and fuck off. Three.
No, don't say that.
I'm sorry. You can swear, though, but I'm saying this because I'm just trying to be cool. Three, two,
one.
Yeah.